Boitzina Tav Mikro, that's for to say, right now a Boitzina, Rashi says it means a glass katan, a small pumpkin, is better than a big pumpkin. Meaning to say, if you have something for sure now, even though if you wait, maybe later grow bigger, so what? I want to use it right now, I know what I have now for sure. So the Kohen also, right now the Kohen has this Bechor, when he sells it to the Israel, he has the right to charge regular money. What are you telling me now? He may decide to make it cheaper in order that later maybe the Israel will give him back another Bechor. That's only a suffix if he'll ever get another Bechor or not. Right now it's Vada, he has this meat. So therefore he wasn't afraid that the Kohen will make a cheaper price. No, the Kohen for sure will sell it at the right price. But since it's a sale for the right price, there's no Xeris, there's no Kohen himself, the Vesak Ronis, therefore he held it with Mutter. He holds you allowed to buy a Bechor or for Kohen if it's a Balmum. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that test from an Aleph on top by the Mishnah. Ma'mirin min ha'boko, min ha'tzoyin al ha'boko. You can make tamura from tzoyin. If you have sheep, that's a korban, and you can put it onto behemoth chulin of boker of cattle, or else the opposite way, min ha'boko, a behemoth of korban, a korban of a boker, al ha'tzoyin, you can put a tamura onto a behemoth chulin of sheep. And even on sheep itself, from lambs onto goats and goats onto lambs. If the behemoth kodshim was a zoch, was a male, al nekevus onto behemoth chul, that's nekeva. Also, the behemoth kodshim was nekeva, you could put the kedusha tmura onto a zoch, onto behemoth chul, a zoch. If the first korban, the behemoth was a tam, you can put his kedusha al bali mum, and you can make tumura onto a behemoth chulin at a bal mum. We'll soon see psukim for this. And the chiddush is min bali mumim. Even if the korban itself is a bal mum now, but still you can make tumura from it al atmimim onto behemoth that's a tam. Shenem, because the pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisoi toiv bara oira b'toiv. Do not exchange it. There's a law for tumura. Do not exchange it. Either toiv bara, good with bad, or rabba toiv. So that's both ways, whether the korban is a balmum and the behemoth chulin is a tam, or the opposite way, whether the behemoth kodshim is a tam and the behemoth chulin is a balmum. Now the Mishnah explains, v'yozel toiv bara, what's called that you're taking a toiv, means you're taking a behemoth chulin now that's toiv, and you want to make a tumur on a behemoth korban that's ra. What does that mean to say ra? It means bali mumin, where the korban is a bal mum, but shekodem hakadeshin es mumon. It has to be that first that behemoth has a kedusha. That you mark the shirik kedusha saguf. You made this behemoth, left into behemoth a korban oila, and then later became a bal mum. So even though it's a bal mum now, but since the kedusha saguf was already chal before you make pidyon on it, the kedusha saguf is still on it. And therefore, you can still make tumura. Let's say metchila you makdish your behemoth balmum, so it's never chalik duchas aguf on it. Then you cannot make tumura on it to a behemoth chulin. Now the Gemara said, "No, I'm the Mili. How do we know the story of the Mishnah that you can make tumura on one min for another min?" The Tana Rabban one like this. In the pasuk it says behemoth by behemoth. It says it twice the lashon behemoth. The pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer roisoi toiv baro oira b'toiv. It says v'yimhomir yomir, and the pasuk says behema, b'behema v'yihu usmirasi yekodesh. It says a double lashon of behema, b'behema. So now the Gemara says, mikan from here we learn out shememirim min hatzon ala boker. You can make tamura from sheep or onto boker onto cattle, or min haboker if the cattle is what's korbin ala tzon onto behema skulun of sheep. From goats to lambs. If the korban is a balmum, still you can make tumura onto behemoth chul, that's a tamimim. If the korban is a tam, you can make tumura al balimumim. Even though the behemoth chul now is a balmum, still it's chal kedusha on it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, I feel koda muma legdeshon. That's lechatchilu, when you first makdish this behemoth, there was a mum kavur on it first, and then you will makdish it. So even though it's not chal kedusha zaguf on it, maybe still since it has a kedusha damim like on it, if you make tumura from this onto another behemoth chulin, maybe it's still chal some type of kedusha, and you would be over the lav of tumura. Talmud Leimah, just know the Pasuk says, Lo yach lifenu, do not exchange it, Lo yomah, don't make tmuro isoi, Toiv vera, oi rabbi toiv, bad and good and good into bad and bad into good. Now, v'yeze toiv vera, what's called toiv vera? That the bali mumim, shakodin hegdeshon es mumim. That we say when the Pasuk says, v'yeze toiv vera, it means only in a case where the korban first had the kedusha on it, and then it became a bal mumim. That's called bali mumim shakodim hekdeshin es mumim. Zemora still says my tamuda, but how do you know from this pasuk though? Maybe ra means ra completely. Maybe it means ra even though you first makdish a bal mum. How do you know to say only in the case where you makdish a tmimim and then it became a bal mum? Zemora said the shapana maskana is om rabbi abaye learns. The apostle just should have said, do not make tomorrow toiv vera, good onto bad, or ra, something bad, boy in it. But toiv achrina lomli, what's the apostle have to say? The extra word, but toiv, the last word, or ra, but toiv is extra. Ishramina, that's a proof to teach us, it means to teach us, is that toiv may ikri oise tomorrow. If the korban was first toiv, meaning to say when you were makdishit, it was a tam, then very good, then it's chal kedusha. And then late, even though it becomes a bal mum, if you make tmura on it, the tmura is chal. But rama yikra for the lechatchilus behema was a bal mum when you first makdishit, so it was never chal kedusha zaguf on it, and it's a tmura. Then it cannot make tmura, cannot take the kedusha off it, put it onto another behema. You cannot make tmura. Rav Omar, Rav says a little bit different. Rav says, no, Tavayu Toiv Yisurei Miyasri. Abaye says, both words Toiv are extra. The Pasuk did not have to say the word Toiv at all. According to him, rather, him came himself, Nichta Kro, the cleric just could have written, Loyach Lifenob Lo Yomaroi Soi, do not exchange it, do not make Tumura. Bara, a rabbi, do not exchange it onto something bad. Or else, a rabbi, in so lomli the mikhtav tavayu toiv, how come the person have to say twice the word toiv? It says lo yomer oisoi toiv vero oi ra betoiv. Just should have said lo yomer oisoi toiv, or else oi ra. Lo yomer oisoi ra. So what do I have to say the word toiv, toiv twice for? So it says according to Rava, chad, one time it says the word toiv to teach us afilu betoiv nami, kimei meloki. That even though you take a behemas chulin, which is a tam, and you make a tamura from a korban, which is also a tam, even though both of them were tamimim, still you're over allowed. The guy would have thought to say, since both of them are fit to have kedusha, maybe there's no aver altogether. Kamash Mulam, yes, even toiv on toiv, you're over allowed to get malchus. And then Rava holds the idach toiv. What's supposed to say a second time the word toiv? Teaches this Rasha. That miikroi oise tmura vidach toiv miikroi oise tmura. If the behema, the korban was first a tam, when you were makdishit, so was chal kedushas aguf on it. Then you could make tmura even though it becomes a bal mum. But rama yikra, if when you were first makdishit behema, it was already a bal mum, so it was never chal kedushas aguf. And I said tmura. That's the way Rebbe learns the drasha of pshat from our Mishnah. For Abaye, Abaye says no, I don't need like. This first drosha would you use for toiv, but only for drosha. Vavayom akal v'chayim al akal v'chayim ahu. Oma toiv v'ra. De'elu yukom alulei loki. Madach what if the behema korbin became a balmum. And now you take a behema, schul netzatam, and you make tumur on it. So really the chur, I would think you're doing something good. Because instead of having the balmum, you make now a behema tam to become kodesh. So that's called kom alulei. You're making it better. Still, you get malchus. If so, toiv v'toiv. When you take a good behemoth chulin and make a tumura onto a good korban, the chiyadodin, you know, they're both equal. Lekoshech and the lucky, isn't it for sure this should be b'chal the lab of tumura? Therefore, Abaye holds the first word toiv is not extra. Then, echnami, I do not need the drasha for this. I know from a kabbalchayma. Rav says no, this is not called a good kabbalchayma. Because the klal is a noinchin menadin. Like even though you have a kabbalchayma, but Abaye holds. You cannot give a punishment through a din kavuchayma. Therefore, to get malchus, need a posse to teach us. That's the klal of ein oinshim in adin. For Abaye, the Gemara is the Chura Rav is right. The Gemara Nakas brings down a lot of psukim for this, a lot of drushes that we hold ein oinshim in adin. So Gemara says, Abaye says back here it's different. For Abaye Yomaloch, poor. This case over here by Tumurom, Lav Dino, it's not really a Kavachayim to teach us to get Malkus. It's just, it's a Svara, it's a Gilu Milsa B'yam, just explaining to us that Migora, Toiv Meira, is it any better, Toiv, than Ra, it's the same Svara. The Rashi explains, according to Abaye, it's only Gilu Milsa B'yam, that this is included in the Lav of Tumura. Rashi says, Ela Agluya Milsa B'yam is coming to uncover, teach us. He, Taecha de Golu Kro de Loki at Toiv de Chulin, Kimimimbo Rajas, the Torah said, Zeke Behem at Toiv de Chulin, he over Malkus, they get onto a korban of Ra, it's the same as for a ploy, he's Toiv de Toiv. So, it's not a Einchim in Adin, it's only Gilu Milsa B'yam, therefore I do not need the extra word Toiv. If it's good according to Bayi, only one word Toiv is extra, and that Toiv is teaches our Drosha now that after the behemoth Balmun can make Tumura only where first it was a time when you were Makishit. Now the Gemara says, better learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo Yachli Fenu. So we darshin b'shelach erim. Even on somebody else's korban, there's a law for you to make Tumura. We'll soon see what that means. Then it says, Lo Yomer Roisoi b'shelatzma, even on your own. There's also lav of Tumura. So here there are two lav of me, loyach lefen of loyomeroi say. We'll soon see. The beginning of the Omid, the Besech, to the first Omid we had, so he asked the question, that why does the first Mishnah say you only get Malkus once? So here there are two lav of me, you should get twice Malkus. So one Teretz says, well, then Echlam, you do get twice Malkus. Another Teretz is, like we'll soon see here, we dash in each one for separate rushes. So verse is like this. The licht of loyach lefen, let the Torah just say loyach lefen. I do not need the second lap of Loyomeroi say. Samara says, no, Ikos of Akhvatar would have just written the Lashon of Tumura. Would Lashon Loyakli Fenum have him in? I would have thought to say, Teitse Zu Padikarne Zu. Who did Toki? When do you get Malkus only when you say Lashon of Chalipin means that you have your behemoth chulun here, and you say Chalipin means I want to take the Gedusha off the korban and put it onto this behemoth. So you have a lashon of taking the Gedusha off that one and putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malkus. Even though it doesn't help, Avad, you can't take the Gedusha off the first one. Once the Gedusha is Gukas Chal, you can't take it off. But since that's the lashon that you said, taking off that one, putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malkus. Avumemah, but in the case where you make real Tumura, Tumura just means you say you want both to be Kaddish, the Tavayu Kamakachlu, you mean both to remain Kaddish, Amen Allah, and maybe there will be no Malkus altogether. Here's Kamashmon, that's when the Apostle Lo Yomino, even though you say it Belush and Tumura, also you get Malkus. Now the Gemara summons the question, Hai Bishalachirim Hechidomi, how does the Brisa start off that Lo Yachli Fenu means even Bishalachirim somebody else's carbon? How could it be with somebody else's carbon? In them, if you want to tell me, it means behema. To hegdish today, it's taki your behema that you your carbon. But v'chulun the yama, somebody else's behema is chulun that you're making tumura and you're saying zu taka zu. So Mora says, mimotzi makdish, do you have a right to make the other one's behema kodish? Like a body can't make tumura on it. The Pasuk says, ish ki yakdish es beisrei kodish l'ashem. The person is makdish his own house, amar rachmona. So we dash like this. Ma base is just like your own house. Rishus is in your rishus. Av kol rishus, anything known as in your rishus, you can make tumur on. But not on something you can make hegdish on it. Tumur is like hegdish. But something that doesn't belong to you, you can't make a hegdish on it. So you can't make tumur either. So on the behemah's chun of somebody else, you can't make that tumura. Veal of the Bryce must be talking about behemah, the hegdish di alma. It means somebody else's korban. But the chun today, but it's your behemah's chun, and you're taking your behemah's chun and saying zu taka zu. So you want to make tumura chal on your behemah chulun. Mor says, no. Me mitzvahs, could you be tofas, means take the kedusha off another korban and put it onto your behemah chulun. But dove shenish lewa doesn't belong to you. Like tumura is only chal if you're the bailam. You have to own the korban. Otherwise you can't make tumura, you can't be mitzvahs kedusha with somebody else's korban either. So Mor says, the case is talking about Le'yolim, the behemah, the hegdish, the yam, and we're talking about it's somebody else's korban. For chulin the day, and it's your behemah's chulin, you want to put tumor on your behemah's chulin. So the question was, if you don't own the korban, the korban, how could you be matfis kedushin, somebody else's korban? Because the case is talking about the yam amara the behemah, the hegdish, that the owner that owns this behemah's kodshim, the one that owns the korban elam, the owner sounds like this. Whoever wants to come and make tumura for my name, I give them a shus. So by saying this lashon of kol haroitzer, it's like you're making them a mixas bailis, they get to the din tumura. So therefore, it's chal. Therefore, you couldn't make tumura on your behemoth chulin from that one's carbon, since that person gave you rishus to use it to make tumura. So according to one teretz and tesis of Beis Amar Aleph, the reason why you don't get two times malchus from these two psukim, these two words of loyach lefenu v'lo yomor, because one line was to teach us b'chlal tumura, the second line was to teach us this chiddush, that in case if you take your behemoth chulin onto somebody else's korban loyach lefenu, you can do it also in such a case where the person says kol roitzel lahomer is yavoi v'yema. Now the Mishnah says memirin echad b'shnayim shnayim b'yechad, you can make tumura. Echad means one behemoth chulin, vishnayim on two kabanas, and shnayim yechid, you can take two behemoth chulin and make a tumura from one behemoth, one carbon. Echad b'meya, you can take tumura one from 100, meaning one behemoth chulin, you could say zu tachas 100 behemoth kabanas, and take a chal tumura on this behemoth. That's called echad b'meya. You could take 100 behemoths chulin and say all them zutachas, this one carbon you have. Rabbi Shimon Imano, ein memirin ela echad b'yechad. That's why you're going to take one behemoth chulin next to one carbon and say zutachas zu. Shneimer, the pasuk says, for all Yehu usmurasa yiyakodesh, that this and the tumura should remain kodesh. So mahu, just like who means the first carbon you start off with, miyuchad. Said Lashon Hu, Mashmas, this one carbon, is Af Hi Miyuchedis. I guess it should be, the Shita says, Af Tumurosai, the Tumurosai, the Behemoth School, also has to be Miyuchedis one, so it's only one for one. Now the Gemara says, Minu and Emili, how do we know Pshanat Anakama that you can make a few for one or one for a few? The Torah about word like this. When the Pasuk says, Behema Ba Behema, is Mikan, from these words we learn out by Tumura, Shimamir and Echad Bebeis, take one behemoth schulin and make tumura from two kabanas, or else the bench you can take two behemoth schulin and make it b'yechad from one carbon. Echad the meyer may b'yechad. That's from this double lashon of behemoth ba behemoth. We have Yishimah. Yishimah says back, no, ain memirin, you can't make tumura elechad b'yechad, one for one. Shenema, because the pasuk says behemoth ba behemoth, for loy behemoth ba behemoth, so not one behemoth from a few behemoths. It doesn't say the word behemoth here. It only says ba behemoth. Mashmoni one for one. The loy behemoth, the behemoth doesn't say a few behemoths into one. It's mashmoni one for one, and not one for a few or few for one. Omru loy, and this becomes the back from Shimino. Omru loy, matzina behemoth, shakri behemoth. Sometimes even though the pasuk says the word behemoth, it means behemoth. It means a few. See, Rosh double lashon of behemoth, but behemoth means a few for a few. Shnem is a pasuk in Yonah that says who behemoth rabba. The lashon of behemah means rabba lot. See, many behemahs are called behemah. Rabbi Shimon answers back and says, no, behemah rab ikri. True, it's called the behemah rabba. That means a lot. But behemah stam ala ikri. When the Torah or the pasuk says stam, the word behemah, smash only one and not a few. Now the Gemara says, the time of the Rabbi Shimon mishum behemu, is it true? That's the Rabbi Shimon svara. The pasuk only says the word behemah, not behemahs. For a time of the Rabbi Shimon mishum who? And now Mr. Rabbi Shimon dashes from the pasuk of Ha'yuhu Usmurasa. The word who is mashma one. But he says, Mahu miyuchid, af tmuras miyuchedis. Miyikra, it has to be only one and not two. So Marin says, miyuchedis, so Marin says like this. Mikara amalai Rabbi Shimon min v'ha'yuhu Usmurasa. It's like a true. At the beginning, Rabbi Shimon first said the pshat like he says in the Mishnah. But v'chichazid the dash rabbanim mi behema ba behema, the Rebbe Shimon saw that the rabbanim make their drasha that a few for a few helps from this word of this pasuk of behema ba behema. Amalehem, Rebbe Shimon said back to them, iyu, he says, no, mayhasim nami mitzinu l'man of time of the day, from your pasuk I go good for being approved to myself, that the pasuk only says behema ba behema, and that's behema is not for you, only one for one. So Shimon has two pshatim, two rayas his pshat. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rashlaka says, Moidi Rabbi Shimon, Shimon double agrees, Shema Mirin v'choizel u'mamirin. That let's say you have your korban, one korban, you take first one behemoth chulin and say zu takazu, so it's chal tmur on this behemoth chulin. Now if you take a second behemoth chulin next to the first korban, you can make tmur a second time. As long as at each time it's one for one, it's chal tmurah. According to Rabbi Shimon, you just can't do two for one or one for two. As long as it's one for one, you can keep on going. My time, what's the reason? Kedusha Rishon and the Hegdish Leichon Holcha, like this first Korban Eila. Even though you made Tamura once on the Behemoth Chulin, nothing happens to the Behemoth Chulin, the Behemoth Eila. It's still a Korban Eila. So to make a second Tamura, why not? That's Meshlokesh Yisvara. However, Rabbi Yechonin says no. Rabbi Yechonin, no ma'am, Kishem Shein Mamirin Beis B'yechod, the same way you can't make Tamura two Behemoths in one, two Behemoth Chulin and one Korban. Cain, the same thing implies Eim Amirin V'chazim Amirin, that once you make Tamura once, that's it. The din of Tamura is only one shot. Once you use up the Kayach of Tamura once, you can't do it a second time. That's the Rabbi Yechonin Lam Pshat and Rabbi Shimon. Samara says, Tanya Kavosat Rabbi Yechonin, and Tanya Kavosat Rabbi Shlach, Rabbi Yechonin Brice to both of them. Tanya Kavosat Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin proved to Rabbi Yechonin. And it says clearly, Kishem, Shem Amirin Echad, Bishnem, the same way you can't take one Behemoth Chulin onto two Kabonis. Kach ein Mamirin V'chazim Amirin, you can't do it twice. Tomorrow once and tomorrow a second time, you can't do it. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yechonin. And Tanya Kavosat Rabbi Shlach, being approved to Rabbi Shlokish. So like this, Yochai would have thought to say, Kishem Shem Reb Shimon Shem Amirin Shinaim V'yechod. The same way Reb Shimon says that you can't make Tamura Shinaim V'yechod two Behemoth Chulin from one Korban. Kach, the same Allah applies Eim Amirin V'chaisnim Amirin, you can't do it one after another. Just like you can't do it together two Behemoth Chulin, you can't do it Zachazah. So Reb Yechonin learned up Shan Reb Shimon was that there's only one Kayach of Tamura on the Korban, and once you use it up once, you can't do it a second time. So that's the right way Reb Yechonin instructed Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavos, the Rosh Lakish, bring proof to Rosh Lakish. It says no, that Yochai would have thought to say, Kishem Shem Reb Shimon, Shem Mamirin Shinaim B'yechad, maybe the same Reb Shimon says you can't take two Behemoth Chulin and make Tamura together from one Korban. Maybe Kachem Mamirin Mechaisin Mamirin, if you take one Behemoth Chulin and make Tamura from the Korban, and then you can't do it a second time on a new Korban Behemoth, on a new animal to make another time Tamura, maybe not. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk teaches us, V'ayuhu Usmurasoi. Mashma filu b'meya, even 100 times. Vayu smrasim means keep on going as many times as you want to. You could keep on making tamura. And the mashma filu b'meya, even 100 times. So good. That's the machlokes Reb Yechonin and Rosh Lakish. Now the Gemara says, boy, Rav Avin has to shout like this. The divrei yomer, according to the one that says, ein memirin v'chaisnim amirin. According to Reb Yechonin, that learns pshat in Reb Shimon, that when you make tamura once, that's it. You cannot make tamura a second time from the same korban. If so, what's going to be? Hifrish oshem leschapaboy. This Reuven did a chet, so he was mafrish korban oshem for his kapara, for hemaboy. And then this Reuven made tamura. He had his korban oshem. He took a behemoth school next to him. He said, "Zu tachazu."